The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. Tommy Grisafi, ATI Pro Media, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. What a week it's been. Crazy things happening in the world. Crazy things happening in the market. Yesterday, grains were down on the reports. We had multiple reports, a little discrepancy there. Brady will talk about it. We also had some exports today. We see crude oil up $2.50, looking down. Gold up $50 per ounce. Silver up $1.30. There's some serious things happening in the markets. I have to express to you that this, where the markets close today, we could be at a totally different level Sunday. Bring in Brady Huck. Let's go through the headlines. You all are more than welcome to ask questions. Make sure my mic's correct. You can hear me okay. Congratulations to Brady yesterday. He was joined me on the show here on the Cow Guy. He was the second guest, right, yesterday?
Yeah, ton of fun. B block, first time, new rodeo for me, new adventure. But luckily, I get to train every day here live at 9.
So. I looked at the cow phone and they said, we're talking about today's show, and they said, well, I got a lot of nice comments about that Brady guy. And I said, well, he's good looking, smart. So what can we do? It was fun. They were also that group I went out with last night, that trading group, they were watching and they go, I like that kid who does cattle, but they're big cattle traders. So cattle people like cattle people, right?
Yep. Gotta love a cowboy. Absolutely.
What do we have for headlines?
Yeah, let's pop that. We started the day off here with a export flash, right? Let's throw that up there.
Yeah, that was nice.
124,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. To me, this time of year to get a bean sale when South America beans are hitting the market, that's a great thing for the U.S. So great to see an export flash sale for beans. Would love to see some more for corn, though. So what do we got next here?
Gold hits a new high.
Yeah, just you look at them gold charts, silver charts, just skyrocketing, just climbing, parabolic. Look like a corn chart the last couple years, 2 years ago.
It's, the real big traders, they don't, there's gold, they're just the kooky people. But I mean, it's really happening. It's a big deal what's happened. Gold, silver also. Silver is approaching 30. Gold hit 2,425. I've been saying for weeks, and it's just not me. I watch the other channels too, but why is gold going up $25, $30 a day? This isn't good. Something's brewing. And then that would probably lead in the next headline that there is huge risk overseas. We'll pop that up. I'll read this one with what's going on in Israel and Iran. Pop that up, Joe. U.S. issues travel warning for Israel with Iran attack believed to be imminent in fear a Gaza war could spread. This is wild. This just brewing up. I talked to my friends who still have family in Israel, and they said they think it's bad because a few days ago, all the stores, there was like a run on food. So people inside Israel, they are very worried. They're stocking up. It's not a good situation. I don't know what's going to happen over the weekend, but it doesn't sound like good news. I mean, maybe it'll be great news that nothing bad happened over the weekend. What else do we have for headlines, Brady?
Yep. We got crude on the move here today, Tommy. It's been chopping around quite a bit, but crude is higher. Brent crossed above 90 bucks. I think it was up $2 and WTI up a similar amount there. But
you want to hear some good news?
Yeah.
Corn's up 7 right now. Wheat's up 6. And, there's the whole commodity sector might. Someone put out a tweet this morning. They're like, if gold and crude keep going up, like, this is them saying it, not us or Advanced Trading. Corn's got to go up. I'm like, actually, it doesn't, but it does feel like they're coming for everything right now. I don't think what's happening in the world, this turmoil is good for cattle. I'll tell you that much. No, cattle a little lower, day feeders lower. They had a nice little bounce yesterday off the lows, didn't they?
Yeah. It's this market, I still think, is trying to find its identity and where to go from here, digesting the news. There's some pressure with nearby fat cattle making it to market, light slaughter levels, and just kind of front loaded inventory. But the grass cattle market, Tommy, you go try to buy a 300 to 500 pound steer, they don't pencil. It's the race is on to buy the last one. They're not making any more. People want to own those, and they want to fill the pastures up with them and grow them and be in the game for the longer term picture. But gosh, there's a lot of risk out there with them cattle. What those cattle are costing is crazy.
Yeah. I got a feeling, if these markets stay like this, one second. I'm going to mute myself. I got to cough a little bit here. Go ahead, Brady.
You bet. Right now we got cat feeders down 90 cents, fats down 30 cents. You look over at grains, corn up 8.5 on the May, KC up 5, Chicago up 8, and beans up 19 cents right now on the open here, 30 minutes after the bell. Good price action here.
We'll take it. Here's the deal. Not going to be the world's longest show. I can see that we might go live on Sunday night. I mean, this might be wild Sunday night, and we'll do it. Real quick, folks, if you want to ask a question, go ahead under the comments. We love questions. It's one of our favorite parts of this favorite part. Yesterday on ATI Pro Media Premium Edition, we did a lot of media yesterday, you and I and Connor. We did the 9 o'clock show. We did the 10:55 show. I hosted Got the Cow Guy, and I recorded a little premium content. And Dave Lechtenberg's like, aren't you tired? I go, no, I'm actually having the time of my life. What I talked about yesterday that I thought the most important thing that happened this week is interest rates are on the high. And you did a great job describing on Scott the Cow Guy show on what that means. Break down the math of a X amount pound animal.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well,
I think it's an important factor. You know, if you're buying, so if I want to feed a pen of cattle, Tommy, I'm going to go buy, 60 head of feeder steers, 800 pound feeder steers, and they're going to cost you 20 to 30% more than they did a year ago. So you're paying more dollars, tying up more money to buy those animals. You're putting them in a pen, feeding them out. Cost of gain's not as bad as it was a year ago, but the interest rate, if you're borrowing money at 8%, you're going to your banker saying, you know what, this cattle market's bullish. I want to be in it. I want to feed some cattle. You're borrowing more money, and you're borrowing more money at an expensive level. Those feeders, an 800 pound steer, it's going to cost you 60 to 70 bucks a head just in the interest on that animal over the time it's on feed. That steer's got a really uphill battle. I don't want to discourage people from owning cattle. I'm in the cattle business, but that steer's got an uphill battle to make money. And if you go crunch those numbers and pencil them of where the futures market's at down the road today, it's a tough uphill battle. You're betting on a grid premium or a board rally if you're buying those cattle today and placing them on feed.
There's a lot of risk. All right. Any questions, comments, everyone? We'd love to hear from you. I said it's going to be a short show. I have to go write a monologue, and now you know what goes in that. It was interesting to I asked Gina, who do you think was better, Connor or Brady? And she's like, oh, by far, Brady. No, she didn't say that, but Connor's watching.
He's down there below. Laughing. Look at him shaking his head.
Yeah. No, she said, Connor who? I'm like, that's right. What a week. I'm distracted, folks. I got to tell you, I'm looking at my phone, and what's happening here is wild. Gold up 52. Dow Jones down 300. Corn was just up 8. There's some real things happening, and you got to manage the risk. And if this is a move up, people might be asking why corn's going up when it's a risk off day. It's not necessarily a risk off day. It's a get out day. And so the funds are so short that when people are getting out of the stock market, they'll start getting out of all their positions. And this is very interesting that corn's up this much. Yeah. So it's not like, oh, it's a risk off day. They should sell corn. No, they're getting out of their positions, or they're
cash out day.
Yeah. Cash out day. And they're going to traditional assets that you do during a panic. So the bond market's up today. Yields are a little lower. Gold's up big. Crude's up big. I mean, these are all things that happen before something bad happens. So if all of a sudden beans are up 20 and corn's up 10, it's because they're getting out. This is my opinion. Like, I can't see these people, but I've done this long enough to know. Yeah, it's not like in the pit and the Cargill guy just came in and bought 10,000, but I can feel that an up 8-9 move here in corn is significant. So this is a good opportunity. If you got old crop, you might want to get cleaned up if you need to do some things in new crop. Any questions, any comments before we go? Hey, you have a couple charts.
Yeah, I did. Dr. Cesar Cruz put these together for us, and it ties into the discrepancy between CONAB and USDA. And this is a graphic of corn production by state. That red bar is the discrepancy of 513 million bushels between on the corn production between CONAB and USDA, and the states that that discrepancy is bigger than the corn production in the states that it's, you know, under. And North Dakota's right there. We used that as a reference yesterday. You know, significant discrepancy between the USDA and CONAB. And if you're a bull, you believe the CONAB number. If you're maybe more impartial, maybe you take them both with a grain of salt and know that they can change and they might meet in the middle. Or what if you're wrong? What if the USDA is right?
Yeah. Very interesting.
Flip on looking at the bean discrepancy. Yeah, there's quite a few states that discrepancy is bigger than on the bean side of things. You know, not many states on to the left of that graph. 299 million bushel discrepancy between USDA and CONAB. So very interesting. And historically, it's the biggest discrepancy we've seen between the two agencies out there.
And we thought it would tighten up. I think many people are like, yeah, I hope these two get together. They're going to figure this out in the next report. It actually got wider, correct?
Yeah, yeah, it grew from 11 million metric ton to 13 on the corn side of things, and significant. There's a lot of factors going ahead, and we talk about the macro picture with the Middle East and the Black Sea, and then we got, you know, important production right now in South America and getting ready to go into U.S. production. So many things that are just going to impact these markets going forward, Tommy.
Can I ask you something crazy? If something bad happened tonight, people can do LRP with you. Is that true?
Yeah, we can do LRP until 8:25 tomorrow morning, Tommy. If you have an application, if you want to get one done, you might be able to get in the system before the 3:30 quotes are printed. You need to be in the system before that if you're a new customer and haven't done LRP before. But you'll be able to see the close today. And if something were to happen, you'd be able to get some coverage on between now and 8:25.
And can you remind me again which way the funds are in the cattle?
I know they are a lot. Yeah, they're long currently. As of the last COT report, they're long live cattle and long feeders, and have a sizable long position in both of those as of the last report. I think, you know, in September when we sold off, the fat cattle position was about net 70,000 contracts long, Tommy.
The last one was
50 of last week's was about 50,000.
Mm-hmm. They were really long, liquidated, actually went to a short for a little bit and then got long again, right? And that is that V pattern in the chart. All right. Good week for us at ATI Pro Media. Connor B was on Cow Guy. Brady Huck was on Cow Guy. I was on Cow Guy. I'm about all Cow Guy'd out, fella. But I am having fun. I'm learning a lot. Good day for good week for our YouTube channel. Boy. Looks like someone's got a breaking headline there. Rumored hostile aircraft intrusions alert sound in northern Israel. When I tell you my friends from Israeli are calling home their parents, they are shelter in place. Really serious stuff going on in the world, and we got to be serious about it too. Let me ask you a question on a happy, fun note. What was the most interesting thing that happened yesterday with you, you know, doing the TV and media? What did you find different doing that versus this?
You know, I like hanging out beforehand. We kind of plan the show and getting pulled in. It was exciting, but that unknown of just the newness of it all. But Tommy, this is going to sound, you know, kind of soft and mushy, but when they pulled me in on that Skype deal to do the interview, it was, am I on? Is this happening? Then I heard the soothing voice of Tommy G come in. Hey, buddy. Yeah. You there? Can you hear me? Yeah.
Well, you're sitting. What people don't realize is they're calling you on Skype. You're sitting in your home office. It's quiet. There's no producer.
The show's
Joe,
on. I'm Rick, watching it on my phone. Brady. I think you go to commercial break.
It's
and
very
I'm like,
lonely. Right.
I'm on
it's very
next.
Lonely. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. You guys did a great job. It's a good week for us media wise. Let's help some people now market wise. With that, everyone, if you need to get a hold of us, 1-855-737-FARM. Email us info@ATIPromedia.com. I do see one question. Let me give her a look. Luke, no, I didn't, but you can pop that up, Joe. Did you see James O'Keefe video yesterday regarding Jerome Paul? No, sir, but I will. And thank you for bringing that up, Luke. With that, let me find out how I click the buttons to get out of here.
Good week,
we will see
Tommy.
You all on Monday. See you, Brady.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.